You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I would like to say that there is new pay-per-view, AEW All In London. So let's start with these things. The first match is Better Than You, Pay-Pay, Adam Cole and MJF versus Aussie Open. So this is a Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. I saw this match, it was really interesting, and even Adam Cole and MJF were collaborating with each other, make some friendships. They gave importance to everything, and they're true friendships. And finally, these true friendships won the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. This was very lovingly. And the next match, it was that Hook versus Jack Perry. It's an FTW rules match by the FTW Championship. Jack Perry was a championship title for me. Jack Perry once was a championship title, FTW Championship title for the FTW rules match. And you need to know about what is FTW. FTW is an old title which was held on ECW rules, because FTW rules match, it means that there is an ECW rules match. There is a no rules, no restrictions, no holds barred, and just like a no holds barred related. But I believe that Hook is a greater match, and even Taz Son Hook is the greatest man ever. He just look like he's a boxer. He just look like a anime character. He's a powerful and super powerful character. Never expected to see these kind of things. But there is the main thing ever saying. Finally, Hook defeated Jack Perry. And even Jack Perry also was the greatest player ever. He tries to do it in his own terms, and I think he's got it. The next match was CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. It's a singles match for a real world champion. CM Punk has a title. And he has taken a paint spray and painted the world the old world title, and doing X title, and it's called as a real world championship. The thing is, CM Punk defeated Samoa Joe, and it was like that. If Samoa Joe using the lock, the headlock, it was very disaster thing. But even nothing we want to say that he tried his best. Yes, absolutely, he tried his best, but finally CM Punk defeated successfully. So never expected that CM Punk can defeat Samoa Joe, and not his oldest rivalry. It's not his biggest rivalry. It's a bigger rivalry. So I would like to say that these things can make a greater tag ever. CM Punk and Samoa Joe was an oldest rivalry in Ring of Honor Championship. And even CM Punk was the greatest wrestler ever. But the thing is, after AEW All in London, CM Punk was fired because of some backstage incidents was happening about it. So it's a disappointment. So it's okay. Six-man tag team match, Bullet Club versus the Golden Elite. Yes, the Bullet Club versus the Golden Elite. They try to defeat those things, but the problem is that with these things ever, and even the six-man tag team match, this match was really very interesting about that. And even there are some players like Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, Kota Ibushi, they tried a very fantastic way. But the problem is that Bullet Club wins the title. Bullet Club didn't win the title, Bullet Club wins the match, six-man tag team match. And it's like, I would like to say that it's a very fantastic way, but Bullet Club, they're trying to dominate the AEW. But I think I would like to say, in my own words, After Bullet Club teams gave in AW, they became flop. Why? Because Bullet Club was a dominated tag team championship. There's a tag team group, dominated gang, dominated mafia gang, the Bullet Club. I have a Bullet Club t-shirt. You can see my Instagram that I wear a Bullet Club t-shirt. But the problem is that Bullet Club is reducing its dominance in the AEW. That's why there is a main problem. And even the former Bullet Club member Kenny Omega was also here. And even Adam Page also here. And I forgot about that. Where is Kenta? I was really missing about it. Kenta is also a Bullet Club member. It depends about that. Okay. The next match, it was that FTR versus the Young Bucks. Oh my god, this is the tag team match for the AEW World Championship. Tag team championship. This match was really very fantastic way. We went 21 minutes, 45 seconds. It was unbelievable, man. This match was really very, very interesting at all. Never expected that. Never ever expected that FTR can defeat the Young Bucks, because they're using the Super Kings, it's super kicks, and even their kicks, they're constantly kicking to the face, kicking the face. Oh my god, they're really, really outstanding. Because, but I would like to say that the Young Bucks was truly an energetic man. They constantly get kicked out of his face. They're constantly kicked out of his face, and FTR, Cash, and Dax, they got kicked out, but still, they got a tag team champion. I never expected that this will everything happen at all, man. Oh yeah, the next match, it was that Eddie Kingston, Penta, El Zero, Meldo, Best Friends, and Orange Cassidy versus Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Vinnie Rota, Mike Santana, and all this. But the thing is, Blackpool Combat Club has tried a very fantastic way. But the problem is that the strategy was something worked, but not yet worked at expected early. So there are some problem that will happen or not. But I'd like to say that I would want to say about that Blackpool Combat Club was the greatest tag team ever, greatest group ever. I was loved this group, but the problem is that sometimes Bryan Danielson was not available here. But I still believe that Blackpool Combat Club was the greatest ever. William Regal was also here. But we need to know about that. What's happening in all right. So that's the main thing it was said. Blackpool Combat Club really sucks, but still they're trying to get. Before the blow, after that, William Regal gone, Blackpool Combat Club downfall was started, I think. But it's not a downfall, I would say, because John Moxley right now, he is an AEW international champion. That's the main thing. Before the international champion, it was renamed as AEW All Atlantic Championship. Right now AEW has bring the international championship. You could just say there is a comparison between intercontinental and international, something in this way. Okay, the next match, it was a Saraya versus Hikaru Shida, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Toni Storm. It's a four-way match for the AEW Women's Championship. Saraya was fired up at this match, and even Toni Storm and her tag team partner Tony Storm. News here, but there's some fair away. Tony Storm and Sarai was trying to defeat both themselves, but they failed to do that. But Saraya has taken an advantage. Finally, Saraya did win this match, and Sarai won. She deserves it because so many injuries and came through wrestling again. So I believe that Saraya was a great champion ever and defeated. The next match was Darby Allin and Sting versus Christian Cage and Swerve Strickland. So I would like to say that Swerve Strickland and Christian Cage was trying to defeat Darby Allin and Sting because they got the weakness, but this weakness doesn't work anymore. Why? Because Darby Allin and Sting, they gave to testify those bastard Christian Cage and Swerve Strickland. That's why the bastard loses and the champion wins. This is a coffin match. I saw this match, the Stingers, even I saw that Swerve Strickland put Sting into the coffin, but the baseball bat saves the day, saves the match, baseball bat. And after that, Sting hits a scorpion dead drop. And this scorpion dead drop after this scorpion dead drop, Swerve Strickland into the coffin, and after that, they won this match. And even Christian Cage, if I talk about that, it was good enough. The next match was Will Ospreay versus Chris Jericho. It's a singles match. What do you think? Will Ospreay will defeat Chris Jericho? Obviously, yes. Because I think from that age perspective, Will Ospreay was the greatest champion ever. He's the greatest match ever. He's a Revolution Pro Wrestling World UK champion. He's a Revolution Pro Wrestling champion. And he's a IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, IWGP US Champion, IWGP UK Champion. It was really a very interesting match. And even he's a game changer. His shots, his athleticism was really very interesting. I want to see Will Ospreay in WWE. If he came in WWE, then I think I would like to say that it's coming. The good days is coming. The competition will happen. The competition will rise. Everything is gonna be wild. I never expected it all. The next match was the Acclaimed versus the House of Black. It is a no holds barred 6-man tag team match for AEW World Trials match. What do you think? Will WWE should launch the Trials Championship? 6-man tag team championship? Because I think if it really happens, then WWE will have a competition of about the business related things. So I personally believe that it's a very good opportunity, but the AEW World Trials Championship, there is an uncertainty because Malakai Black, Buddy King and Buddy Matthews was three things. Those three persons was very strongest ever, very strongest. But the thing is, the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn were tried to do that. And finally it really happens. They won this match. And they won the AEW World Trials Championship. It's a very unexpected thing ever. The next match was MJF versus Adam Cole. Singles match for AEW World Championship. If we're talking about that, this match was really a decent match as ever. But the problem is that MJF put to the ring and try to defeat Adam Cole, but after that he puts the finger down and put it back to the panties, and after that wrestling panties, and after that he just normal tapped out and win this title. AEW and MJF retains, but Adam Cole gives a reality check, and even Roderick Strong was giving an opinion, was supporting Adam Cole to hit MJF, but Adam Cole with the title, but Adam Cole didn't did it, because he knew that if MJF didn't done, why Adam Cole would do it. So that's the real friendship. It was really a very good friendship overall. But I think if business comes, then the friendship will be broken down into pieces. Always they did it the same thing ever. So I would like to say that's the ending of today's podcast. And I would like to say I will give 5 out of 5 stars, because All in London was absolutely hilarious, fantastic and fantabulous things. Never expected that it would happen at all. But I think it's a good terms. So keep it up. And follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and many more. Follow me. Bye. See you in the next podcast. Wrestling Radio by Arnab Chakravarty is sponsored by Spotify by Podcasters. Bye. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next episode.